Philippians chapter number 2. Philippians chapter number 2. I'm going to go ahead and read my text for sake of time. Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 7 through 11 says, "But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Every time I read this passage of scripture, it sparks a fire deep down in my soul. And I do believe that if you are a child of God and you are right with God today, that if you read that passage of scripture, it ought to spark a fire deep down in your soul, spark a passion, something that's burning whenever you read those words right there, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And Pastor Sheldon actually stole my message this morning. We bought him a suit and he steals my message. I want to preach at this simple thought, at the name of Jesus. First, we see in this passage of scripture that it is a holy name. The Bible says in Philippians chapter number 2, verse number 9, "Wherefore God," it says that "wherefore God hath also highly exalted him." If God highly exalts you, you must be pretty holy. For this man that was named Jesus, Jesus Christ, is the same man that said back in the book of John, "I and the Father are one." He said, "When you've seen me, you have seen the Father." That lets us know that this man was holy. He was a very holy man. I'm glad that one day God Almighty stepped out on the earth and he saw the depravity of man, and he saw what we were in need of. He wrapped himself in human flesh, came to this earth, made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man, and he was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. I'm glad that my holy God, God Almighty himself, wrapped himself in human flesh and died for my sin. We also see that it's a high name. It says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him." It wasn't just a holy name that God has exalted. It was a highly exalted name, putting it above every other name that he has exalted. The God exalts many preachers that do a great work for him like our preacher does, but none of us can be exalted as high as the Lord Jesus himself. And lastly, I see that it is an honorable name. It says that every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth, things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. It is an honorable name, and we will all confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father in one of two ways, either in salvation or to damnation. When you stand before him on that blessed judgment day, and you stand before him for trial for your sins, and you will confess that he is Lord of all, and that he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We also see that this man is a hero. He died for your sins. He's a help. He can help you with whatever you're going through. He is a hope for a better tomorrow. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 verse 16 says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." You say, "Preacher, why would such a high and holy God love someone like me? I don't have any money. I don't have any skill. I don't have nothing to bring to the table. My name means nothing. I have no reputation. I'm right in your boat. I have nothing to bring to the table. God knows my depravity. He knows what I have to bring to the table. My name is of no reputation. But I know someone else who made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion of man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, giving him a name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father." He is your help. He's your hero. He's your hope for a better tomorrow.